not your home.
Hebrews 9:27. There's a point of being once to die, and after that comes the judgment. We're glad that you're here. Let's open your Bible, book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. This morning, for a few minutes that we have, Philippians 2:12, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Trevon. All right, and let's go ahead and begin. Hope you got your books with you this morning as we continue to rightly divide the word of truth this morning. All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse number 1, in relationship to understanding and rightly divine the word of truth. All right, let's go ahead and begin. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Open up your Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And beginning in verse number 1. If you're there, write Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. What Jesus says here. Matthew chapter 6. And verse number 24. Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 24. Just write that right there by verse number 1. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Because Jesus says no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Then Jesus says, you cannot serve God and mammon. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. That's what Paul said to the church of Corinth and to us. Begin again, verse number 1. He says, and I, brothering, would you understand that word, brothering, because he's talking to the church, amen. He's talking to those who have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ in relationship to the divisions of the Bible. You open your little book here, it talks about the divisions of the Old Testament and the New Testament in relationship to the 66 books that are in the Bible, 39 old and 27 new. That is, the first four, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, talks about who we believe in to the point we obey the gospel, the book of Acts. The next 21 books is the epistles we live by to Revelation. So he's calling us brethren because we are members of the body of Christ and we live by the gospel. That's the 27. As we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. That is, that you understand the 4, the 1, the 21, the 1 that make the 27 books, and you do have them here in your book as we strive to write and divide God's word. But look what he said, and our brothering could not speak unto you as spiritual. Underline that word, spiritual. Because all things must be done in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and they he that worshiping must worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth, the spirit is in reference to James 1:25, which is the perfect law of liberty. That we have the 66 books of the Bible, that we study the 21 books, that is done in spirit and in truth, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. You understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why he gonna give us a contrast between that which is spiritual and that which is carnal. That which you can prove in the book and that which you cannot prove in the book. These are directions that we follow, and that's the reason why we have 66 books that called the Bible. That is the Old Testament and the New Testament, which is the perfect law of liberty that we may know to do based on what's written by authority. Because all authority was given to him in heaven and earth in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So that's the reason why he used that type of terminology there in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and beginning in verse number 1 in relationship to understanding what is spiritual. Now please underline that word spiritual and then write John 4:24. Write John 8, 31, 32, because John 8, 31, 32 says, if you continue in my word, indeed you shall be my disciples, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So if we see, if we want to be free, we must do things that are spiritual. Let me give you one more example. Go with me to the book of James, okay? And I want to show you what we've been studying on Sunday school to emphasize that point where he says here, and our brethren could not speak to you unto spiritual. And that's a sad connotation that if you call yourself a Christian, amen, think about it, but the word of God has no prevail over you. That the word of God can't help you because you're not spiritual. You understand what he's saying? He said, I can't talk to you because you're not spiritual. That's the same thing today. If you're here today and we're not doing things in a spiritual sense, in vain do we worship God, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. See, what we're doing, that is that we proved everything that we did, amen. He went to Acts, I mean 1 Corinthians 61 and 2, right? When we gave, amen. He said upon the first day of the week we laid by in store as we were. Prospered, amen. See, we proved it, amen. In the Lord's Supper, Acts 20 and 7, right? He said upon the first day of the week, disciples came together to what? Break bread, amen. When did we do it? Every first day of the week, amen. That's spiritual, amen. See, he tells you how to do it. Unleavened bread and fruit of the vine, amen. Not pancakes and coffee, amen. He gives us directions on how it's to be done, amen. We sung this morning, amen. See, we sung Ephesians 5:19 by making melody in our heart to the Lord, amen. By singing, not singing and playing, amen. It says sing, 1 Corinthians 14:15, Hebrews 13:15, Colossians 3:16. You can't find nowhere in God's word other than what the Bible said if we're going to do it in spirit and in what? True. Because all things got to be what? Spiritual. Now, we come up in here and we begin to add to what God tells us to do. Deuteronomy 4, 2, Proverbs 30 and 60, Revelation 22, 18, 19, at that point, we're just like the church of Corinth. He can't speak to us what's spiritual. Because where sin is, where you are carnal, God is not, amen. See, where sin is, God is not, amen. See, that's the point that we need to do. That's the reason why everything that we do in the church of Christ got to have a book, chapter, and a verse, amen. I told a Sunday school class this morning, see, you can't have a happy home if the husband is not the head of your wife, amen. Did y'all hear what I just said? See, you can't be. Because Ephesians 5 says, husband, love your wife. Even as Christ also loved the church. Well, by Christ is the head, man is the head of the what? The woman, amen. I didn't say it, Christ said it, amen. So if you want a spiritual home and you not the head, amen. See, number one, that breaks down spirituality because you carnal, because you're doing it some other way, amen. And then on the other side, you cannot have a spiritual relationship if the wife ain't submissive to the husband. Amen. Am I right? Go to 1 Peter. He just got to read in 1 Peter 2. I want you to see what Peter said in 1 Peter 3. See, these are things that we need to understand. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. I'm going to slow it down because I want you to see it. Someone said, well, Brother Lyle, you can't preach 15 minutes. You're right. 1 Peter 3 and verse number 1. Look at what he says here. See, we're in a process of growing, amen. He said, likewise, you wives, amen. Y'all with me? Be in subjection, amen, to your own, what? Husband, amen. And guess what? A husband can't have a husband. I thought I'd drop that by. See, a wife can't have a wife. See, God made Adam and Eve male and female, amen. See, you got to understand that. But see, Carla say it makes no difference. Amen. But the Bible says it's an abomination, Romans chapter 1, amen. Amen.
See, this is what we're talking about. See, that's really why Paul said here, I can't speak to you what spiritual. See, some of you can't speak to you spiritual because you hadn't reached that mindset. You hadn't reached that level of maturity, Hebrews 5, and we'll see that in a minute. He says, likewise, I want to read that one more time because I want you to see it. Amen. Because I don't want you to miss that. Amen. Because see, some of you wives don't, it's not there. And when you leave before you get in the car, you need to give it back to him. Amen. Shake your head. Amen. Amen. Man, I wish y'all could see what I'm seeing. Ooh. They looking at me hard. Amen. But see, the reason why I'm saying this here, because what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Amen. I came that you may have life, John 10:10, and that you have it more abundantly. How are you going to be blessed when you don't do God's will? Amen. 1 John 5 says, if you are born again, you're going to love God. Amen. If you love God, you're going to do what? Keep his commandments. Amen. Why call me Lord, Lord, Luke 6:46, and do not the thing that I say? Amen. Y'all with me? See, it's that mindset. We all want peace. We all want happiness, but you want it on your terms, but you can't have it on your terms. You got to have it on God's terms. Amen. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So look what he says again. Likewise, some of y'all already flipped it. Go back. Y'all didn't want me to read it no more. But I'm going to read it. See, that's the problem, Terry. He said, see, I can't talk to you, brethren. See, some of you, I just can't talk to you. Because, see, you don't understand. See, what I'm telling you, you said, I can't believe he said that. Yes, you do. Because that's the Bible, amen. When you can get a book, chapter, and verse. See, we in the Church of Christ, we won't dare violate the Lord's Supper. We won't dare violate giving. We won't dare violate, well, I used to say singing, but some of them violate singing now. See, other things we bring into the church that are carnal, we allow things to happen, and we'll say, well, we got a ministry. Uh-uh. It's still the word, amen. He said, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your husband. Amen. Did I leave some out? I better start over again. Because you may be in subjection to somebody else's husband. Own husband. Underline that word own. Amen. Amen. Not nobody else's. Amen. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be warned by the conversation of the wives. And what that simply means is, how can you be a wife? How can you be a Christian? How can you say you are a saint of God when, number one, you are not doing what God told you to do by being subjection to your husband? See, you're not subjected to God. You're not going to be subjected to yourself. Did y'all hear me? See, you can't very well tell me what to do when, number one, you're not doing it. Amen. Because it starts with me. Amen. How are you going to tell your daughter how to treat his wife when you ain't treating your wife right? Amen. What did I say? I said it wrong. Okay, thank you. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We got to move on, hush. I got to move on. Y'all see what I'm saying? So go back to 1 Corinthians. He said, and our brethren could not speak. And you need to put a big old line around that word spiritual. Because all things must be done in spirit and in truth. Amen. But one more point. Go to Hebrews 5. Because in Hebrews 5, and then you get Hebrews 5, write down 1 Peter 2:1. He read that this morning about a newborn babe desire. The sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Go to Hebrews 5 verse 12 and then go to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Because you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I'm going too fast. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go to Hebrews 5 and verse 12. You know what, Sister Joshua? Sorry is having a hard time with me too. If you know what that is, on iPhones and iPads, it interprets interpretation. But because I talk too fast, it don't understand me too. So I slow it down. All weekend I've been practicing. Hebrews 5:12 and 1 Peter 2:2. Thank you, Sister Joshua. Good to see you, sugar, in the house. We love you. See, unless there's desire to want to grow, you're not going to grow. If you don't understand the reason why they were preordained before the foundation of the world, that God, when he made man, the omnipotent mind of God knew that man was going to sin, that he made provisions for his will to be done. And that will was that Jesus would come and die on the cross. Galatians 4:4. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. That's the reason why you got the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's a book of revelation that talked about Jesus coming to seek and save that which is lost. But what good is having a book when you don't use the book to benefit your spiritual growth? You with me? So he said that newborn babes, underline that word, desire. See, you got to have a desire to want to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, Philippians 2:12. As Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, you got to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. So somewhere on your cheat sheet, on your examination sheet, write that word desire. That word desire means you got to want it. You got the desire. You just got the hunger after. You just got to have it. Amen. But you got to have it in a spiritual sense, not a carnal sense. Amen. Because if you don't desire, it ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get it. Amen. Amen. You'll be just like Hebrews 5 and 12. He said, if I win the time, you ought to be teachers. See, there's a growing process. Amen. When you obey the gospel, when you are born again, he expects you to grow spiritually. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's the reason why you're here. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not to exercise your emotion, but we're here to exercise your intellect. Amen. We're here to make you think. Amen. You're here to take what we teach you in order for you, Romans 12:2, not to be conformed, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. When you leave worship, if you hadn't had no transformation, you need to come back in and say, did I do something wrong? Amen. But if you came back the same way, or you leave the same way that you came, something ain't happened. That is, that if you husband and wife came up in here and you fussed till you saw Frazier and then, amen, and then come up in here like nothing happened, amen. And then you get back in your car and say, let's begin. And start back on that same argument, amen. See, your worship is in vain. Because, see, you came in and you didn't straighten it out, amen. That's what life is. Life is a dash, amen. That's that time whereby you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Everybody said, for the time has come. See, the time has come. You've been in the church too long not to know how many books there are in the Bible. You've been in the church too long to know what the Old Testament is. See, that's the reason why we're passing out these sheets with Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus. Amen. We're passing them out so you'll know, well, Genesis means beginning. Exodus means departure. Leviticus means that it's a called out. But what you talking about? In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. You got the Old Testament, the first five books of the Bible. Amen. What Exodus is? Well, they knew a king that didn't know Joseph. Amen. So they was in bondage. Amen. Well, they were delivered. Amen. Pharaoh let them go with 10 plagues. Am I right? I'm spitting on you. With 10 plagues. Am I right? I'm sorry. Okay? And then Leviticus means that he's calling them out, amen, to do his will, amen. And that's the reason why we're walking you through it, so what? So the Bible can have some benefit for you, amen. Am I right? We're just not giving you this paper just because we want you to have it. It's in the book. But when the time when you ought to be teachers, you can what? You can be teachers. So you can teach your children. You can teach one another. Husband and wife teach one another. Amen. You teach your children. You teach people around you. Why? Because you're going to learn how to act. Amen. Am I right? The Bible says, we are those written epistles written in the red hearts of all men. Amen. But how are you going to let somebody read you when you ain't got nothing to read? Did y'all get that? Huh? See, when you sending, what you saying? Thank you. He's my interpreter. The wrong message. Amen. See, for when the time you ought to be what? Teachers, there'll be a need that someone teach you again. The first principles of the oracles of God. See, over in 1 Corinthians 3:6, somebody hadn't taught them, or they were taught, but they didn't pay attention. See, you can do teaching. Amen. Young folk, you can be in school, but not pay attention. Amen. See, you can be in class and not know what integrals are. Amen. See, y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, if y'all ain't been to school a long time, y'all don't know, because I just found out last week. Well, an integral between a positive number and a negative number. Amen. I just found out the last week how to make something to the second power. For what good they gonna do, because they ain't got nothing gonna double. Third power. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Somebody had to teach me again. That man said, Mr. Miles, you all right? I'm in class. Are you all right? Call them young students. They just got out of high school. They know that stuff. I've been out of school 40 years. I'm all right. Keep on talking. Let me get out of here. I'm going to go back and review. Amen. And you should saw me Googling, what is the interval? What? How you make something to the second part? So I had to go back and put extra work in. Amen. To get it, amen, because I didn't know. Am I right? What that word we used this morning in class, temperance? Is that right? Where that word found? 1 Corinthians what? 9:25, write that word down. Temperance, see when you got temperance, see temperance means staying focused, staying on course. You keep on working. You just never quit. Revelation 2:10. Be thou faithful unto death. At 1 Corinthians 9:22. Write that word down. Temperance. Temperance. That is, that I didn't know then. But I know now. And you can't take it away from me. Well, that's carnal stuff. Amen. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the spiritual thing. And that's what he's talking about. He said, if I were in the time, you ought to be teaching. There'd be a need that someone teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. Become such as have, underline that word, need of milk and not strong meat. See, that's the problem there. And right in Ephesians 4:12, by chapter, verse 12 of Ephesians 5:12. Y'all with me? Just write 4:12 there. The reason why I want you to write 4:12, you can go there right here quick. Ephesians 4:12 simply says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And what that simply means is simply this here. Look. The body is one, amen, right? And then it has many members, amen? The body got to be spiritual, am I right? Am I right? See, and because the body got to be spirit and many members, amen, we need all the members to grow, amen, to be able to absorb meat so that you can be what? Teachers, amen. Y'all got that? Y'all want me to say it one more time? See, the body's one. You write 1 Corinthians 12:12. Amen. but hath many members. See, these many members are born again. Amen. Am I right? See, and when you're born again, number one, you're going to grow. Amen. That's why we got those books. That's why we have Bible class. That's why we come back on Wednesday night. We come back to grow so we can get become full grown, so we can get meat, so that we can be what? Teachers. Amen. So we can be spiritual. So, 1 Corinthians 9:25. Thank you. That's right. All right. Y'all got that? Dealing with temperance. Temperance, write it right on your examination sheet. Right? Then went right to write this somewhere on the back of it. Amen. Just write that right on the back. I'll draw you a big old circle. Put the body. The body is the church. I'm going to slow it down. And you're right. Ephesians chapter 1, 22-23. Amen. And tie it in to 1 Corinthians 12:12. Amen. Then what you're going to do, because the body is one, amen, it has many members, right? That word many, I know it don't look good. Ooh, that look bad. It has many members, amen. We're going to grow, amen. Am I right? And when we grow, we're going to be able to what? Accept strong meat. And we become spiritual, amen, up here. So that Ephesians 4:12, we can do the work of the church. Save souls, benevolence, and perfect the saints. Ephesians 4:12. So we won't be in the same category as they were in church. Because he said, brother, I can't speak to you spiritually. You know why? Because they didn't understand this. You know why they didn't understand this yet? Because they were carnal. Sin was there. Sin was in the camp. If you do it right there, you're right. Sin was in the camp. Because what sin, it violates all this. Amen. And see, when you got this here, go to James right quick, and I'm going to hush right now when I get through this. I'm going to have to cut your lesson short, okay? I hate to. I'm losing 25 minutes, but go to James right quick. See, in James chapter 1, all right, I want you to see. All right, y'all there? James 1. See, verse 8. If you are double-minded, underline the word double-minded. If you are wavering, verse 6, underline wavering. For he that wavers like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Verse number 5, if you lack wisdom, see, if you lack it, because, all right, verse 2, you can't count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work. See, if you don't allow these things to happen, get rid of things in your life, you can't do all of the above. Because verse number 8 says, look at verse number 8. He said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his what? Who weighs? His ways, not God's way, his ways. See, if you don't grow, if you're not spiritual, you understand what I'm saying? See, if you don't do like Hebrews 5:12 for the time when you ought to be teachers, see, when you don't grow to be a teacher, you fall into the same category. Am I right? See, he is unstable. See, he didn't say some ways, did he? Y'all see that? He said all your ways. That's a losing proposition. You can't win in nothing. Why are we going to even have church? You understand what I'm saying? You might as well pick your reservation to go to hell. Amen. Because that's where you're going. But look at verse 9. See, he said, then, here we go. He said, let the brother of love, low degree, rejoice in that he's exalted. And go to James 4:7 and write these down. Here we go. I'm going to get it to you quickly. See, James 4:7. You got to submit yourself to God. Amen. See, you got to submit yourself to God. Then you got to resist the devil. He'll flee to you. See, you can't resist the devil until you what? Submit. Well, how are you going to submit when you don't know how the Bible works? How are you going to submit when you're not growing? How are you going to submit when you're not spiritual? Amen. How are you going to submit when you're double-minded? How are you going to submit when you're wavering? See, you can't do it. Amen. That's the reason why he said he's unstable in all ways. Y'all with me? That's the reason why he told him. He said, my brother, he said, I can't talk to you spiritual. See, I can't do it. Because, see, you don't understand. You know why? Because you hadn't submitted. He hasn't given you my all in all. He said, submit yourself to God, then resist the devil, then draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, and use the same word, double-minded. You know what a double-minded person is? A two-headed soul. That's freaky, ain't it? Kind of like that commercial you ever seen it. The man pops out the neck of the other shirt. That's freaky. See? You're in the mall and saw somebody walking around like that, you forget what you came for. Amen. That's a double-minded. Well, if that's freaky, why you want to be double-minded? Why you want to be a freak? Amen. You might well just say, I ain't going to be no Christian. I'm just going to be a devil. Amen. That's what you are. Am I right? Shake your head. Ain't but two classes of people. Either you're a Christian or you're a devil. Amen. Either you're right or you're wrong, right? Ain't no in between. Well, I'm just half Christian. Oh. Am I right? Then when you do that, when you submit, write that word down on your examination sheet, and you resist and you draw, and then the next verse you're going to do, then verse number 10, he's going to humble you in the sight of the Lord. And guess what? He's going to lift you up. Boy, it's good to be lifted up. Amen. Because this week, when you be around all them devils, because see, you know you got devils in your house. Amen. Devils all around us. Amen. See, you're going to be lifted up. Amen. Because see, they can't touch you. Amen. Because you're spiritual. Amen. See, you're a teacher. Amen. You're grown to the point because you obeyed the oracles of God. Amen. Man, y'all need to be smiling. Amen. Am I right? See, you're not called, amen. Because see, he has exalted you, amen. He has lifted you up, amen. Not just the preacher being exalted, everybody being exalted, amen. Ain't that right? See, you're going to give me a day, you better give yourself a day, amen. Am I right? Does that make sense? I'm out of time. Y'all with me? Because look what he said, look what he said. I'm going to close. He said, and our brother could not speak unto you as unto the spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as newborn babes in Christ. He said, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For here to go, we're not able. See, you're not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able. See, you're not able to do this here. And see, when you're not able to do it, James said, you can't be blessed because you're not going to endure temptation. Then he said, you got to be tried. Because see, when you endure temptations, he said, there are promises for us to have. Amen. Y'all with me? And don't you want it? Y'all with me? It's good to be a Christian. Amen. It's good to be saved. Amen. 1 John 5:13, these things were written that we may know. If there be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, guess what? The water is ready. Amen. The water is ready. Amen. Jesus says in Mark 16:16, that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You got to be buried with him in baptism and rise to walk in newness of life. If you're here today, you can't join this church. You got to be added to the church. Acts 2:47 says, praising God, having favor with all the people. Guess what? The Lord going to add you to his church. Not any church, but his church. What church? The church that he purchased with his blood, Acts 20:28. You can be saved today. You can be a Christian today. You can be born again today. You can receive these blessings, these promises today. Don't put off tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow ain't promised to you. Amen. Just, if you don't want to walk down these aisles, just raise your hand and say, I want to be saved. Amen. And you can be saved today. Don't you do like that rich man in Luke 16. Don't do like him, wake up in hell and cry. He prayed, but he prayed too late. He said, Father Abraham, Father Abraham, let Lazarus dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm in torment. Hell is hot. When you tell people to go to hell, tell them to go to New York. Don't never tell them to go to hell. You don't want nobody to go to hell. Hell is a terrible place. Amen. But if you don't obey the gospel, if you don't put Christ on in baptism, if the Lord don't add you to the church, and when the blood is running warm in your vein and you die, you're going to hell. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angel. Do you want to go there? Would you buy a house if you knew your next door neighbors were going to be child molesters? Murderers? Thieves? Well, when you go to hell, that's who's going to be there. And you ain't going to have no choice. You're not going to be able to say, no, honey, we don't want this house. Let's look at another neighborhood, because that's your neighborhood. Because the way you die, the way you're going to rise. But you can be saved today. If you're here today and you're a Christian, sin has blocked you out. If you're like Paul, see, I can't speak to you spiritual. If you're in that category, if you're not able to receive and grasp the word, you come right now as we stand there, we sing. Thank you.